Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. Glad to have you with us today as we continue our 66-book summary of the verses of the Bible. The plan is to take one verse of each book and to use that verse as a thematic verse of the entire book of the Bible. Joining me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. Good to see you today, Pastor Mayhew. Would you be willing to read our verse for the book of Leviticus, please?
Absolutely. We're taking a look at Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. And here's what Moses writes. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Now, part of that verse, Neil, is going to be somewhat familiar. I bet there's a lot of people that are listening today that are familiar with the second part of that verse. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Do you know why that verse is familiar to us? Why are people going to be familiar with that little section right there?
Because Jesus quotes it in the New Testament several times.
Yeah, this is kind of the summary that we have, our summary of this, what we call the second table of the law. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And it's probably made familiar because of the words of Jesus in the New Testament. But this is a really nice thematic or summary verse of the book of Leviticus, because that's what the entire book of Leviticus is about. The book of Leviticus basically summarizes what was going on in the middle of the book of Exodus, when the Lord came to Moses and gave him not just the Ten Commandments that we talked about in Exodus, but what we also call the civil and ceremonial laws that God gave to his people Israel as well. So this is sort of the way that God highlights the way that we are supposed to interact with one another, the limitations of how we are to interact with one another. And so we think about moral law, you know, I'm not supposed to steal from you. I'm not supposed to say bad things about you, the seventh and the eighth commandment. Those are important laws that govern you and me and our relationship to one another, but they also govern society as a whole. Well, in our country today, we also have other laws. We have laws that tell us how fast we're supposed to go on certain streets. We have laws that tell us other things that we would call civil laws that govern us as a nation. Well, the Old Testament people also had ceremonial laws. Now, in our culture and in our background, we don't have as many laws that govern ceremonies. But just a few weeks ago, you had something called confirmation. It's more of a rite. It's not a law. But we have traditions that we follow also. Well, in the Old Testament, the Lord had actual laws that governed the worship of his Old Testament people. And an understanding of the book of Leviticus is helpful because it is both the first table, our relationship and what God demands of us as far as our interactions or the way that we interact with him, as well as the things that God demands of how we interact with our neighbor here in this world. So you shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people. That's second table, where the Lord says, hey, this is not your responsibility. That's my responsibility when people don't do the things that they're supposed to do. You shall just love your neighbor as yourself, because I am the Lord. So Leviticus is sometimes confusing because of the different types of laws that we find there. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about how we can kind of clear that up if people have a misunderstanding about that in Leviticus.
Sure. With the different types of laws, I think you pointed out really well that, you know, the love for God, love for neighbor are clearly throughout Leviticus. And since this is one of Moses' five books that he wrote, the Pentateuch, you know, we're still looking at around the 1500 BC before the time of Jesus was born. And so I think it's interesting how you pointed out that these laws towards your neighbor or to the Lord really go more in depth for the people, even more than the Ten Commandments. I kind of look at it in comparison, Nathaniel, to what Martin Luther wrote back in the 1500s AD about the Ten Commandments and his explanation in the Small Catechism, because you have it going more in depth. And so it really, Leviticus was a wonderful book for the Old Testament people as they looked at the sacrifices, as they looked at the laws for one another. And like you mentioned, the ceremonial or civil laws or moral laws, it was a way for the priests, the tribe of Levi, the 12 tribes of Jacob, to be able to help the people gain understanding of what God says as far as their relationship with their neighbor, with the Lord. And so I like the way you describe that relationship aspect of Leviticus. You know, we talk about the kind of like the main chapter of Leviticus is Leviticus 16, the Day of Atonement, where God shows his love for all people in showing that prophetical example of the sacrifice, the scapegoat, the perfect lamb offering. And so Leviticus was all about keeping those ceremonial laws and looking ahead to Christ, looking ahead to the promised Messiah, so that relationship with God would be reconciled and forgiven, and so that we would see that reconciliation and be able to use that reconciliation with our neighbor as well. Leviticus goes more in depth into how we apply that law, that love of God seen in Christ with our fellow man. So I really appreciate your background on this, and point us to that relationship aspect with our neighbor and with the Lord. Would you like to close us with prayer?
Absolutely. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we look at the book of Leviticus, we are reminded of the purpose of your law. While we many times think that your law is something that is a burden for us, or that it is something that we do not like or hinders us, through your word, you have reminded us that your law is good, that it is perfect, that it is for our blessing and for our benefit, that through your law, you protect us from our neighbor and you protect our neighbor from us. So the law reveals to us our sin and our failures before you, but it also points to the accomplishments of our Savior, all that he has accomplished in our place in order to redeem us from sin and from death. We ask that as we study through your word, that you would help us to have a greater appreciation for both your law and your gospel, to see that your word is sweeter than honey in the honeycomb, and how you warn us, and how in keeping your law there is great reward. We ask that you would bless our study of your word, that you would draw us to a knowledge of our sin, and also point us to the solution that our Savior has accomplished for us in Jesus. All this we ask in your saving name. Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.